Well, I think one is this a good a way of framing it is this just as in this sutta, which is a very good example, is seeing the seeing it's arising, it's coming to be, it's passing away, it's seeing the danger, the gratification or the pleasant aspect and the escape, so that the in terms of any kind of hindrance. And because one of the things that one is doing, especially as Dhammanupassana, what one's doing is rather than identifying with it as, here's me with my hindrance again, and I'm always getting caught in this, and sort of the I keeps formulating its identification around a particular hindrance, sort of looking at it in terms of an object of attention, an object of investigation. And that's, of course, that's the whole function of that looking on it as from a basis of a satipatthana, an opportunity for investigation, opportunity for seeing it in a framing it in a different way, so that one takes an interest in it in a different way and frames it in a different way, so that one's starting to see its origin, its disappearance, its gratification, its danger, and its the way out. So that's a very skillful framework for investigation, or for how to hold a particular hindrance, whichever it is, because what happens is we tend to, say, personalize it, identify with it, see it as an integral part of our personality and whatnot. So then it has its own perpetuating energy.